WRCL FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. And right now it is 33 degrees in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Is the Israel-Hamas war about to ramp up? Some are worrying after a drone strike killed a Hamas leader in Beirut.
An apparent Israeli strike in the Lebanese capital on Tuesday has killed Hamas's number two political leader. Saleh Arouri was the most senior figure in the group killed since the Israel-Hamas war began nearly 3 months ago. The strike hit an apartment in a building in a Shiite district of Beirut. That's a Hezbollah stronghold. The move marks a potentially significant escalation of Israel's war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former President Trump is pushing back against a decision by the state of Maine that he cannot be on the ballot there because he violated a constitutional ban against those who engaged in insurrection holding office. He's appealing that decision to Maine Superior Court and is expected to appeal a similar ruling by Colorado's Supreme Court to the U.S. Supreme Court. Harvard says it's saddened that President Claudine Gay has resigned after plagiarism accusations and backlash over her testimony at a House hearing.
Asked if calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate Harvard's code of conduct,
we embrace a commitment to free expression.
Gay said it depended on the context.
It's when that speech crosses into conduct that violates our policies.
After strong criticism, Gay apologized for not clearly denouncing threats to Jewish students. She was then caught up in allegations of plagiarism in her doctoral dissertation. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Investigations are underway now in Japan after a passenger plane and a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft collided on a runway and burst into flames yesterday, killing five people. Temperatures fell below minus 40 Fahrenheit in Sweden for a second day in a row today. This is AP News. Now for those of you who plan to apply for student aid.
Students and parents have expressed frustration as they try to navigate how to complete forms for the updated FAFSA. A new version of the federal student aid application known as the FAFSA is available for the 2024-2025 school year, but only on a limited basis as the U.S. Department of Education works on a redesign meant to make it easier to apply. A soft launch period opened last week, and the new form currently is only available for short periods of time. Students who want to submit their applications will need to monitor the studentaid.gov website since it's available at different times during the day. Students normally can fill out applications starting in October, but it's not yet available to everyone. That means students will likely have their financial aid offers later than usual. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
A high of 34 today, mainly cloudy with isolated flurries possible. Northwest winds at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and chilly, a low of 17. Thursday, 29 with patches of sunshine. Thursday night, 17. Friday, increasing clouds, a high of 34. Saturday, a 30% chance of very light snow or flurries late at night, a high of 36. Sunday, a bit of snow possible through midday, and a high of 32. In Richland Center, right now, after an earlier reading of 32, northwest winds are at 2 miles per hour, and it is 33 degrees. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, January 3rd.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red. That our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the
My Savior went courageously, and there He bled and died for me. Hallelujah for the cross. And on that day the world was changed. A final perfect Lamb was slain. Let earth and heaven now proclaim hallelujah. My debt too great for deeds to pay, but God, my Savior, made a way. Hallelujah for the cross. A slave to sin, my life was bound, but all my chains fell to the ground when Jesus' blood came flowing down. I'll have no need to fear that rest. This hope will guide me into death. Hallelujah for the cross. Hallelujah for the war He fought. Love has won, death has lost. Hallelujah for the souls He bought. Hallelujah for
Shenandoah on WRCO and a tune called Hallelujah for the Cross. We start the day in a positive way. Jennifer Nettles did the honors to open up our broadcast day singing the national anthem. Hello, kids. It's Wednesday, January 3rd. And here we go. Ready to attack the day in southwest Wisconsin. It was a little on the chilly side, but overall pretty stable in the night. We stayed at or above freezing here at the radio studios, although I was a little bit cool, little freezing. When June's around, she keeps the furnace way down there, you know, so that's all right. She says it's healthier. It may be. She might have a point there.
but Squirt and I were shivering a little bit. Going to be a cold week this week in Sextonville anyway, with the Packers playing her beloved Bears. So we'll do the best we can. You know, we've had some people showing a little concern for my health and Squirt's health, but, you know, we've been through it before, so we'll do the best we can. Here is Ronnie Millsap with Gypsy as we start the chores on a Wednesday morning.
If you've cried a river, if you doubt your dreams, if you've waited in vain by a phone that don't ring, if you think a promise is something you can't trust, then you don't know my love. If you think that romance is dead and gone, that all I'm singing is the same old song, that forever's a word somebody just made up, then you don't know my love. I've been falling, falling ever since I met you, trying to get you to find aren't in on this, that the stars aren't hanging on our every kiss, that my prayers weren't answered the moment you showed up, then you don't know my love. Baby, you don't know my
another night alone, sleeping with the
Charlie McLean on the Light in the Milk House show, 5:16 the time. A Wednesday morning reminder, Christie's Card Buddies will get together again today at 1 at the old Avoca School Gym. And Vernon County Over 50 hosts Snowflake Ski Jump with Kathy Friedland coming up today at 2:15. The program in which you can learn more about international ski jump competition. It's held at the Bethel Home Fellowship Hall, Viroqua, and Zoom to Ontario, Viola, and Reedstown Public Libraries. Call Over 50 Lunch and Learn at 262-384-0082 if you'd like more information. From our community calendar today, well, it was a nice win for the Badgers last night and some good basketball games on the high school scene, so we'll check scores in just a moment.
You say you found somebody new, but that won't stop my loving you. I just can't let you walk away. Forget the love I have for you. Yes, I could find somebody too, but I don't want no one but you. How can you leave without regret? Am I that easy to forget? Before you leave, be sure you find you want his love much more than mine. 'Cause I'll just say we've never met if I'm that easy to forget. Yes, I could find somebody too, but I don't want no one but you. I couldn't leave without regret. You're not that easy to forget. Before you leave, be sure you love much more than mine. 'Cause I'll just say we've never met if I'm that easy to forget.
Carl Belew on WRCO Radio. Am I that easy to forget? It is 5:19. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Clare Bank is a strong community bank with 8 locations, including Boscobel. Clare Bank's motto is, "We can do that." Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you with excellent service. A dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. And Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. An update on sports today is sponsored by the Sports Boosters. Last night in high school boys basketball, Richland Center was a winner over Highland 70-56. Riverdale defeated Weston 78-37. Prairie du Chien 60 and Fenimore 51. River Ridge over Seneca 83-75. Hillsboro outlasted Viroqua 77-71. Wazika Steuben got the win against Cassville 58-50. Cashton 72, Lafarge 41, Mineral Point 70, Dodgeville 22, Darlington 100, New Glarus 71, GET over Mauston 74-55. In girls basketball, Prairie du Chien over Fenimore, 60-33, Platteville 71 and Monroe 25, Highland 44-33 over Kickapoo. It was Cashton 47, Lafarge Youth Initiative 7, and a win for Belmont over Dodgeville, 60-52. Melrose Mindoro beat Hillsboro, 69-62, and River Ridge over Seneca in girls basketball, 66-21. North Crawford beat Pecatonica Argyle, 49-37. It was a win for the Badger men's basketball team last night. Tyler Wall scored 19. Stephen Krall had a double-double. Number 21 Wisconsin beat Iowa, 83-72. Wisconsin pulled away after the game was tied at halftime by shooting 58.3% over the last 20 minutes. The Badgers won their third straight. A.J. Storr had 16 points, and Max Klesmit finished with 15 for Wisconsin. Elsewhere in the NBA, Philadelphia 110, Chicago 97. Also, New Orleans beat Brooklyn 112-85. Oklahoma City 127, Boston 123. Memphis 106, San Antonio 98. Charlotte 111, Sacramento 104. Golden State 121, Orlando 115. From the NHL, Boston 4-1 over Columbus, Carolina 6, the Rangers 1, Washington 4-3 over Pittsburgh, Winnipeg 4, Tampa Bay 2, Calgary 3-1 over Minnesota, Nashville beat Chicago 3-0, Montreal 4, Dallas 3, Edmonton 5-2 over Philadelphia, Colorado 5, the Islanders 4 in overtime, Florida 4, Arizona 1, Vancouver 6-3 over Ottawa, Toronto beat Los Angeles 3-0, Detroit 5, San Jose 3. The Bucks return to action tonight. They'll play at Indiana after hosting Indiana and losing to them on Monday. And that's an update on sports.
Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric offers free estimates on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Call Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric at 647-5500. All American helps make all of your jobs easier. All American Do It Centers, ready to serve you in Toma, Sparta, and in Richland Center.
5:23, we're headed toward a high of 34 today. It'll be mainly cloudy. Isolated flurries are possible today. Mostly cloudy and chilly tonight and a low of 17. Right now in Richland Center, it is 33, up one from the overnight low. Here as we get a little deeper into the new year. Here we go. Happy Days Are Here Again Polka with the Don Peachy Band. So those happy days are here. Don't forget it as you go about your merry way. Take in some fresh air today and just consider how fortunate you are, right? Yeah, just to be walking around and talking and acting smart. But hold on just a moment. Sit down. It's time we had a little talk here today about the birds and the bees. This is Bobby G. Rice.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the stars in the skies and the girl and the guy and the way they kiss on a night like this. When I look into your big brown eyes, it's a very plain to see that it's time you learned about the facts of life, starting from A to Z. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the stars in the skies and the girl and the guy and the way they can kiss on a night like this. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the
Young and Wind Me Up here on the Light in the Milk House Show. Wednesday morning, January 3rd, we're at 33 degrees in Richland Center at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933 with offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg. For your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
More uncertainty for pork producers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The future of clean fuels is here. The Clean Fuels Conference, February 5th through the 8th in Fort Worth, Texas, is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Learn more at cleanfuelsconference.org. A livestock economist says there's some uncertainty for pork producers in 2024. University of Missouri Scott Brown says he's expecting some volatility in the cash hog market.
I think we look back in the rearview mirror and do a good job of reminding everyone that 2021 and 2022 were both really good demand years. And as we lost a little bit of that strong demand, lowered hog prices in 23.
And when it comes to pork production, Brown says,
won't be all that much different than what we saw in 2023, given productivity gains that we saw out of the last hogs and pigs report. We now have got three quarters of data that suggests we're growing pigs per litter pretty rapidly.
He tells Brownfield producers need some relief from higher feed costs. An extension soil specialist says thriving cover crops are helping keep soil and nutrients in the fields with little to no snow on the ground. Daniel Smith is the production manager for the University of Wisconsin Nutrient and Pest Management Program. Smith says much of the Midwest has had little to no frost and several extra growing degree units.
I've been watching a field of oats right below my house ever since it was seeded after corn silage. Mid-September really thrived this year. Cover crop like oats will grow down to 20 degrees Fahrenheit.
Smith says he has never seen cover crop oats grow this much, leading to much more biomass and phenomenal root development.
It's going to be a really interesting spring as we see these cover crops already well developed and should really take off once temperatures warm back up.
Smith says rye will also keep growing until the mid-20 degree range, and with little to no frost so far, most cover crops have been thriving. A biofuels expert says he's optimistic about the nation's ethanol exports this year. Monty Shaw is the executive director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. He says exports gained some steam in 2023.
It was what I would call a solid year. And look, it's over a billion gallons of production goes overseas. So think of that as like 10, 12, 13 of your standard 100 million gallon year plants operate because we have an export market.
He tells Brownfield many countries are seeking low carbon fuel options and the U.S. can meet those needs. Solid demand meant minor changes to corn for ethanol use numbers during November. USDA says 455 million bushels of corn were used for fuel alcohol production. That's down 1% from October, but up 1% from November of 2022. 200 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in November of last year. That's a million less than October's all-time high, but 10 million more than November of 2022. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle business essentially remained at a standstill yesterday while cash hogs were steady to higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets were mostly quiet. The day's big feature was the distribution of the show list, which looks larger in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado, smaller in Texas. Bids and asking prices are not defined, and it looks like widespread trade is going to wait until the back half of the week. USDA did report a handful of sales in the Western Corn Belt at 175 on the live basis, but not enough to establish a test. Last week's trade was light to moderate, higher than the previous week's prices. Box beef was sharply lower, with moderate to heavy movement at the close. Choice was down $5.37 at $284.34, and select beef was $1.47 lower at $258.86. The estimated cattle slaughter of 126,000 head was up 26,000 on the week and 2,000 on the year. At mid-session for the Joplin Regional Stockyards feeder cattle sale in Missouri, compared to the previous test, feeder steers and heifers are 2 to 10 higher, indicative of the strong demand after a couple of weeks of slower activity. USDA says receipts are up from the prior report and a year ago. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds are ported at 233 to 260. 7 to 8 weight steers sold at 217 to 237.50. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 5 to 600 pounds range from 220 to 253. 600 to 700 pound heifers in Joplin brought 212 to 230. Cash hogs were steady to higher with solid closing negotiated movement at the major direct markets. Many buyers came back from the second consecutive long weekend in need of some near-term market-ready numbers and with a bullish assessment of holiday retail clearance. Long-term pork demand continues to be a question mark, but the first couple wholesale reports in 2024 seem to indicate good retail demand in 2023. California's Prop 12 regulations officially started on Monday. National direct barrels and gilts closed $1.56 higher at $42 to $49.50 for a weighted average of $45.13. Iowa Southern Minnesota was up 71 cents at $46.03. The Western Corn Belt closed $2.05 higher at $45.94. The Eastern Corn Belt was not reported due to confidentiality. Pork was up 34 cents, closing at $85.10. Loins and ribs were firm, with bellies sharply higher, while butts were weak, with picnics and hams sharply lower. The estimated hog slaughter on Tuesday was 492,000 head. That's an increase of 41,000 on the week and 57,000 on the year. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. With more than 50 corn lines to choose from, Stein offers elite genetics with a broad range of traits. Learn more at steinseed.com. Soybeans and corn are lower following better than expected weekend rain in parts of Brazil. January beans were 19.5 lower at 1274. March was down 24.5 at 1273.5. March corn was 7.5 lower at 463.75. May was down 7 at 477. Live and feeder cattle were supported by optimism about this week's direct trade. February live was up 342 at 171.92, and April was 225 higher at 174.50. March feeders were up 335 at 226.45. And with contracts at a premium to cash, February hogs were down 265 at 65.32. April lean Tuesday was down 235 at 72.50. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A farm lender lays out the value of crop insurance today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Farm bill critics are singling out crop insurance premium subsidies, saying large farms benefit significantly. But an ag banker says crop insurance is a vital tool for protecting farmers from financial disaster.
You know, here in Iowa where we're at, we didn't have great yields. And I've heard it from several producers. You know, I'm a bin short of corn where I was a year ago. Crop insurance has helped us out big this year.
That's Caleb Hopkins, a loan production officer in the Halber, Iowa branch of First Dakota National Bank. Hopkins participated in a recent webinar put on by secondary ag lender Farmer Mac. He says when a small crop is combined with high interest rates and lower commodity prices, farmers can be in a bind.
Liquidity becomes a bigger issue because I don't have the grain that I planned on having, that I've historically had, to generate cash in this operation. Wait a second, where's it coming from? Crop insurance has helped us out. All right, you know, we don't get rich on crop insurance. It keeps us moving forward. So then you also throw in the interest rates, inflationary pressures, taking more money. It's kind of this perfect storm building here that we've been able to survive. You know, we've seen it coming, but most producers haven't seen it in action and what it's going to cause to their balance sheets.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday's feeder cattle sale is at 9 a.m. It's an all-beef, new crop calf yearling sale featuring red-hided cattle, as well as accepting all breeds of beef. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call 608-999 for 2020.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for vehicle keys. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys. Walsh's has fobs covering about 92% of cars on the road. Walsh's programs keys on site and can save you up to 60%. Stop in and check it out now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and Ace of La Crosse.
Some higher, some lower, but overall, the Global Dairy Trade Index went up. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The Global Dairy Trade Index rose 1.2% in the first trading session of the new year Tuesday. It's the third straight trading event with a rise in the index. Whole milk powder values rose 2.5% to $3,290 a metric ton, or $1.49 a pound. Butter was up 2.1% to $5,514 a ton, or $2.50 a pound. Anhydrous milk fat up 0.2%. Mozzarella cheese held steady, and buttermilk powder went down 0.1%. Skim milk powder was also down 0.9%. Cheddar cheese was down 2.4% to $4,165 a metric ton. That's $1.88 a pound. Although the index was up, Katie Burgess with EverAg tells Brownfield, China's weak demand is impacting global dairy markets.
Their demand was down on a session-over-session basis and a year-over-year basis. So given China's importance in the global dairy market, the fact that China's down tells us that New Zealand could still be out there competing for business in other parts of the world.
Meaning the competition is impacting export sales for the U.S. Milk futures were lower and the cash dairy market steady to higher Tuesday to start the new year at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. January Class 3 milk down 2 cents at 1541, February down 11 to 1563, March down 12 at 1629, April down 4 at 1710. May through November contracts range from unchanged July through October to 5 cents lower in May. Dry weigh unchanged for a third straight session at 38.5 with no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up a penny to 148 with one sale. Barrels went up 4 cents to 144 with 10 sales. Butter up 2 cents at 268.5 with 4 sales. Non-fat dry milk up a quarter of a cent to 117.25 with one sale. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Good morning. It is 15 minutes before 6. Today's forecast calls for a high of 34. Isolated flurries are possible. It'll be mainly cloudy again today, and northwest winds at 7 to 14. Tonight, mostly cloudy and chilly, a low of 17. And Thursday, highs near 30 with patches of sun. Friday, increasing clouds and a high of 34. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 33. Right now, we're at 33. It is right now also a wind around 5 miles per hour, making it feel just a little bit cooler. The old Light in the Mail Cow Show is on for another day in southwest Wisconsin as we get the day started, trying to go out and win our fortune. Yes. This is John Anderson.
It's Friday night, baby.
baby, get ready, set, go. Gonna take you to the crystal and a picture show. Well, the sky's the limit, there's no price too high. Baby, you're the apple of my eye. Got my paycheck in my pocket and some gas in the tank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. I wish I had a bass boat and a Z-28. But I guess that stuff will have to wait. Cause I'm saving on a washer and a wedding ring. I want this love to be a lasting thing. Right at the top, that's where you rank. Funny, your love's better than money in the bank. Crazy dream. I met a man who invented a money machine. He said, I know things are tight and times are tough, but he'd give me the machine if I give you up. I just looked him in the eye and I said, no thanks. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank.
Shaggy dog, a pulling at his clothes.
let me know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, oh.
Jim Reeves on the Light in the Mill Cow Show. Coming up, Tony's weather. We'll see what is shaking there for the rest of the week and the upcoming weekend with old Tony. I was reading some of those stats from years ago, and it was yesterday, and the record low went back to 1979. And I remember specific dates and times, but I do remember that particular morning. I had to get a late slip for Mr. Majeski that morning because I think we had a little trouble starting the old Super C and getting a few chores done that morning. But we did. The old Super C was out. I was out there spreading manure at 29 below zero. I think the manure was freezing before it hit the ground, but that's the way it goes. The good old days. Here's Johnny Lee in One in a Million.
Sometimes it seems the world's a jungle. Through it all, I was born to stumble, searching for something I never will find. I take your love in bits and pieces, coming to you only when it eases that lonely feeling that gets in my mind. And you treat me so kind when those hard times come a dime a dozen. Girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. They're so hard to find. When those hard times come a dime a dozen. Girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. I'm lucky you're mine. I know your friends don't think much of me. They say you're a fool to love me. But girl, I know they'll never turn you around. You're bound to love your hard luck poet. When I let you down, you don't show it. You know it don't matter. They can't touch what we found. When the sun goes down and those hard times come a dime a dozen. But girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. They're so hard to find. And those hard times come a dime a dozen. Kind of loving come one in a million. I'm lucky you're mine. And those hard times come a dime a dozen. Girls with your kind of loving come one in a million. They're so hard to
Johnny Lee and One in a Million from WRCO Radio. It is 6 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. West winds are at 3 miles per hour. We're up 1 from the overnight low. It is currently 33. We'll have more weather details coming up. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Both calves and slaughter cows are lower at this past Wednesday's holiday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The Better Holstein bulk calves sold from $2 to $3.50 with newborn and heifer calves $1.05 to $1.70. Beef cross calves weren't tested. The bulk of the slaughter cows sold from $71 to $90. We did have a few thin, questionable health cows in the $50 to $70 range. Beef bulls up to $97. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, January 5th, 2024. and the next hay sale will be on Wednesday, January 10th. Darren's receiving calls about packages of cattle for sale and for the upcoming sales after the first of the year. Call Darren, Colton, or Jim, and we'll come out to your farm, give you a quote on the cattle for these upcoming sales. All of us at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, thank you for your business this past year, and we look forward to continue to serve your livestock marketing needs in 2024.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, generally, the quiet weather continues across the region. Now, there has been a few patches of freezing mist and flurries across Wisconsin overnight with a weak front coming through, but nothing of consequence. Looks like the best chance of picking up an inch or two of snow will be up in the Lake Superior snow belts through tonight. Otherwise, the quiet trend continues for a few more days, and then Saturday, looks like some light snow could be skirting through northern Wisconsin. By late Saturday night, early Sunday, that might clip us with a dusting. Otherwise, we're going to keep a very close eye to the southwest as a strong storm system emerges from the southern Rockies by Monday morning and tracks up through the southern plains. Right now, the track of it should take it up toward the Ohio Valley and central Great Lakes, at least the heart of it. It could still graze our area with some accumulating snow and gusty winds by Tuesday, certainly something to watch. Also, we expect much colder temperatures to build in late next week. A forecast for today, mainly cloudy. There could be a couple of spotty flurries. High temperature near 34 degrees, northwest wind 7 to 14. Tonight, mostly cloudy and chilly, low 17. Tomorrow, clouds giving way to patches of sunshine, high at 29. Thursday night, partly cloudy and cool, low 17 degrees. Friday, increasing clouds with a high of 34. Saturday, mostly cloudy, low 24 with a high of 36. 30% chance of very light snow or flurries late Saturday night. On Sunday, mostly cloudy, a bit of light snow possible through midday. Low 24 with a high of 32. Monday, partly or mostly cloudy, low 22, high 34. And Tuesday, cloudy and windy with a 50% chance of snow. Moderate accumulations possible. High temperature about 32. We could see highs back in the teens by late next week. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It is 33 degrees in Richland Center. That was our high temperature yesterday. No precipitation on the day on Tuesday. Well, the record high for January 3rd, 1897, it was 57 degrees. The last year, the record low is 23 below zero in 1887. A year ago, 37 was the high and the low was 32. Sunset will occur today at 4:38. Sunrise time, 7:34 for this morning. Right now, the winds have picked up a little bit, westerly at 4 to 5 miles per hour. Barometer is up at 30.03. No precipitation today. After a low of 32, it is 33 degrees.
WRCO.